This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Mary Jo White is stepping down, opening the door for the Trump administration to dramatically change Wall Street regulation. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington on the once and future SEC.
Mary Jo White got the fun job of stepping into her role during the recession, rolling out the Dodd-Frank reforms required by Congress, and cracking down on Wall Street. Roel Campos is a former SEC commissioner, now at the law firm Hughes, Hubbard & Reed.
She instituted a very tough enforcement regime on the enforcement division of the SEC. She brought probably more cases than other commissioners have in the past.
That made White some enemies among those who thought she pushed the industry too hard, while at the same time, some on the left complained she wasn't tough enough on Wall Street. But now, with White leaving, even less might get done. Marcia Narine Weldon is a law professor at St. Thomas University in Florida.
But what's problematic is that there is already a gap in the number of commissioners, which makes it hard for anything to get done.
There should be five commissioners, but there will only be two, leaving the rest to be picked by President-elect Trump and the GOP-controlled Congress, who say they want fewer Wall Street regulations. So Weldon says the SEC in the future may behave a little differently. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.